This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
My name is Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah.
This one is cool. And I mean, that literally, we're talking ice castles today.
Ooh.
And we're going to be using a children's story
right.
as yeah. the jumping off point.
Okay.
But believe it or not,
right.
this story actually gets into some like real
oh, cool.
nuts and bolts
yeah.
of how to actually build an ice castle.
Wow, that's awesome.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
So you ready to dive in?
I am ready. Let's go.
All right. So get this. Okay.
Okay.
The story follows these two kids, Noah and Sophie, and they're trying to win this ice castle building contest.
Okay.
Right? And through their little adventures, we kind of learn about how real-life ice castles are actually built.
I like it.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
So first of all, let's just talk about like the basic building blocks
okay.
of an ice castle. Yeah. I mean, you see these pictures.
Yeah.
And it's just like these giant blocks of ice.
It's wild.
I mean, like huge.
Right.
Like how?
They're massive.
How do they even?
Yeah.
Like,
where do they even get them?
How do they get them there?
I am
crazy.
Like giant ice Legos or something.
Yeah, it's like giant ice Legos.
That's amazing.
I know.
So cool.
So in the story, right, yeah. with Noah and Sophie, they're just using like buckets of water
right.
to make their little ice bricks.
Makes sense.
Which, you know, obviously a simplified version.
Yeah.
But it illustrates that concept of freezing water into like the shakes that you need.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah.
To build something.
Yeah.
But then Noah, he's like full of these like ice facts.
Oh, fun.
Which I thought was cool. He's like, did you know that pure ice is actually clear?
What?
But the air bubbles make it look white.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I'm thinking like, okay,
yeah.
is that just like an aesthetic thing?
Right.
Or does that like affect how strong the ice is?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's actually both.
Oh, really?
It is. So those little air bubbles, what they do is they kind of interrupt the way light travels through the ice.
Okay.
So in clear ice, the light's just passing straight through, you know?
Right.
But when it hits those bubbles, it gets all scattered around, and that's what makes it look white.
So it's bouncing all over the place.
Exactly.
Instead of just going straight through.
But that scattering also makes the ice weaker.
Oh, wow.
It's more likely to crack.
So clear ice is actually stronger.
Yeah. It's like the superhero version of ice.
That's so cool. I have no idea.
Right.
Okay. We've got the building blocks.
Yeah.
We know about clear ice versus white ice.
Right.
And there's this one part of the story that I thought was funny.
Okay.
But it also kind of gets at something important.
All right.
So the kids, they're building this wall.
Okay.
Right? And it's like not thick enough.
Uh-uh.
And it just totally collapses.
Oh, no.
Which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
But in real life, that could be a big problem, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want a collapsing ice castle. That's kind of a safety hazard.
Definitely.
So just like any other building, right?
Right.
Ice castles have to be engineered really carefully.
Oh, I
think about weight distribution and stuff.
So it doesn't all fall down?
Exactly. Got it. Oh. So like think about like a Roman arch,
Okay.
They're so strong because of that curved shape.
Right.
And the way the weight is distributed along that curve.
It's like pushing out on each side.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you're doing the same kind of thing with ice walls.
Huh. So it's not just about like stacking the blocks.
Right.
You got to like think about.
It's a little more complicated. Believe
how the weight's going to.
Yeah, you got to think about the physics a little bit.
Okay, so we've got the building blocks. We talked about structural integrity.
We did.
But now let's talk about like the fun stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's get to the fun stuff.
Because
best part.
The story mentions tunnels and slides.
Yes.
And all these like amazing features that make ice castles so cool.
So cool.
I mean, what are some of the things that people can actually build?
Oh my gosh. So many things.
With ice?
You can do like intricate carvings. You can do towering arches. You can actually make slides and tunnels.
Wait, really?
Yes.
You could like slide down an ice slide.
Oh, yeah? What?
It's amazing.
So cool.
Imagine walking through a shimmering ice maze.
That would be amazing.
I know.
All right. So speaking of slides,
yes.
Noah and Sophie in the story,
yeah.
They just freeze water on a slope.
Right.
And boom, they've got an ice slide.
Easy peasy, right?
Right? Or right. Is it?
It sounds too simple to me.
Well, there's a little bit more to it than that. There's some physics going on, but it's cool physics. So basically, the smooth surface of the ice reduces the friction.
Oh, okay.
Which lets you just whoosh right down.
Oh, that makes sense.
And it's the same thing with ice skating.
Yeah.
That's why you can glide so smoothly.
Okay.
And then the angle of the slope,
yeah.
That controls how fast and exciting your ride is going to be.
So like a steeper slope is going to be a faster slide.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Right.
So you could actually like design
a
slide that's like curvy
and
like goes up and down and all that.
Yeah. And you could even have like dips and turns and all kinds of cool stuff.
That would be so fun.
I know, right?
It's amazing to think that just like frozen water.
Yeah.
Can be turned into something like
I see.
So incredible and like massive.
Yeah. And beautiful too.
Right.
Like those ice castles, they just sparkle.
It's true.
They're so magical.
It's really cool.
And what's so cool is it's like science and art all mixed together.
Right.
You need to know the engineering part to make sure it's safe.
Right.
But then you can also get super creative and design something totally unique.
Okay. So if you could design your own ice castle.
Okay.
What would you put in it?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
What would your dream ice castle look like?
I think I would have like a multi-level structure with winding tunnels that lead to hidden chambers.
Oh, cool.
And each chamber would have a different ice sculpture or like a light display.
Wow.
And of course, I'd need an epic ice slide.
Of course.
Maybe one that spirals down from the highest tower.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
I know, right?
That sounds like so much fun.
So much fun.
Now, maybe someday we'll get to experience one of these things in person.
I hope so.
But until then, I guess we could just let our imaginations
get
wild.
Totally.
And appreciate like the ingenuity.
Yeah.
And how beautiful ice castles are.
They're amazing.
All right. Well, thanks for taking this deep dive with me.
Oh, this was so fun.
Yeah, this was cool.
I love ice castles.
We'll have to do another one on time.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
1666.